The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. And on this podcast, we're going to hear from another player that used to play with Bob, Tamsin Greenway. Tamsin, wonderful news for her, isn't it?
It was so exciting. It was kind of bittersweet yesterday, wasn't it? Because on a personal level, I am so, so happy for her. Like, what incredible news. I mean, what a lucky kid that little baby's going to turn out to be. And I think you kind of forget, you know, Serena's in her early 30s. She's getting married later this year. Like, it's an amazing new chapter to her life. But so sad that she's leaving the netball court.
Almost that outpouring of love was maybe similar to when you made your announcement.
Was similar, not quite the same.
That's why I said similar.
Similar. You know what? I was talking about this. Serena has changed our game. You know, for me, that group that came through after we retired in 2015, your Helen Housbys, your Serena Guthrie's, your Joe Harton, they were there and thereabouts. Well, they became game changers. They not only changed things in terms of history, winning that gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, they also gave us credibility overseas. So many of us have been going over there, and you'd had Jeeva that had made it, and Sonia McCloma, but these other guys, like, they went there and became household names and got fans all over the world. And, you know, people took note of England, and they became noticeable on the world stage. And I think that's what was so special yesterday. Serena has not only lit up the netball court, she's done it off the court. She's such big personality, such a fun person to be around. Everybody loves her. And I think you saw that yesterday.
You are a storm god, so don't you ever forget that, all right?
Thanks.
She got 110 caps, and obviously that experience in New Zealand and Australia. So this news won't just affect people here, it'll affect people there as well.
Totally. Like, this is a player that, you know, played out in New Zealand, played out in Australia, decided to come back home, went back to Bath and played out her career there. But yeah, known across the world and probably England's favourite player for so many people, you know, watching her bounce around the netball court. She's got fans all over the place. And I think, and she's so recognisable as well. The way she played and the person she is. I think there'll be lots of Aussie, Kiwi, Jamaican fans rubbing their hands together because she's not going to be playing at the Commonwealth Games. But there'll also be a lot of sort of, again, that sort of bittersweet, that sadness as well, that they've seen her play for the last time. And actually that we're not going to see that battle in Birmingham, because, you know, when you go out there and perform, you want the best players on the court playing all the time, don't you? You want to see those little nitty gritty matchups. I always remember the Sharni Leighton Serena matchup. One of the major competitions, and it got everybody talking. You want those big personalities. So yeah, she will be well missed on the world stage.
The Comm Games, like you said, maybe 4 or 5 months away. So Jess will have ideas, but how much of a headache or rethink will she need?
Yeah, be under no illusion. This is a big headache for Selby. Look, England are in the best position they've ever been in with the choices. And we've known that from the conversations and debates we've been having, you know, 5 or 6 months out before picking that squad. There are lots of potential options in there. But, you know, Serena was a definite. She's the leader. She makes magical things happen. So this is not just replacing a like-for-like player. This is, you've got to find other people that are going to come in and bring that X factor. You're going to have to find other people that are going to be able to lead the team. And you're going to have to find other people that can consistently play well in her positions of centre wing defence. I think we've got options, but it won't just be one person. And the makeup of that squad now is going to be quite interesting and all still to play for. I say this to the youngsters all the time, like, don't ever give up on chasing before a major competition, because things always happen. And I think this one's come completely out of the blue, and it's opened up a whole new can of worms about who's going to be in that final 12. Jess, you know, will be gutted, obviously, really happy for Serena personally. And she'll now have to find a new way through. And I'm really excited to see who does step into those shoes, because they are big shoes to fill.
Who's got potential in that? Who are you thinking?
Well, no, I think... obviously, it opens the door then to have Laura Malks and Jay Clark. And I think that was a big debate going on, wasn't it? You know, who'd you drop out of those two? Because they both deserve to be in there. But I also think it means you can look a bit outside the box as well. You know, do you take a Fumi Fidoju, not to play centre, obviously, but, you know, she can cross into wing defence. That gives gives a bit of free will for someone like Beth Cobden to go into centre, you know, even if it's just for half a game. It frees up someone like a Jay Clark or a Laura Malcolm in that position as well in the wing defence. It gives them some rest time, and it brings that X factor that Serena's going to miss. But I think you've got to look at who's performing well in the Super League as well. I'm really impressed with Beth Coudale, whether it's a step too far this season, but you keep an eye on someone who is playing consistently well in full games at centre. I think Sasha Corbin could be a bit of an outside shot. She's playing really well at wing attack and would solve that centre wing attack issue. There are options, and I think that's what England Roses fans need to have a look at. And you know, whoever makes that 12 is going to have to work really, really hard, not only to get in there, but then, like we say, to fill that massive void Serena's left.
There is options there for Jess, isn't there?
There are, and you know, it's not. Look, if there was a player that you had to take out that squad before the Commonwealth Games, Serena would have been bottom of that list, you know, just because everything she brings. So you can't underestimate what a hole it is. But the England Roses are in the best position I've ever seen them in, with talent and with people that have had opportunities. You know, Jay Clark has been that backup centre for Serena. Laura Malks has stepped up when she's needed to internationally. So there have been options. And sometimes you have to just go a bit off the grid and go, right, well, screw it. Let's put in a Fumi and let's see what happens. Let's bring some magic in. So, you know, it might force Jess's hand in something like that.
You obviously played with Serena back at Bath. What was she like as a team player?
Totally bonkers. I love Serena. She was the best. She is that much fun. There were stories I will never tell on Serena Guthrie that will go with us to the grave, because we just had such a laugh. I think people forget how special that time was at Bath. We were all so close. We were like sisters. And Serena came in as a kid, and it was no different. You just took them under your wing and you got on with it. And we knew the minute we saw her how good she was going to be. And she made things happen then. Playing, I always say this, playing with her was special. I remember that last game in the 2015 World Cup when we needed to beat Jamaica to get the bronze. And she was instrumental in the turnovers she got and just the passion she showed to get us in that game, which we ended up winning. And Team Bath was exactly the same. We were so lucky. It was like so much talent that came through that door. And we were in a culture where you were able to be yourself. And I think that was really important. And that, I would say, would be one of the big reasons Serena never sort of left that environment and went back to there when she came back from overseas, because Bath was a special place. It allowed her to blossom and bloom, be herself. And we have crazy stories from when we played at Team Bath Toucans, when we used to play there and we were in like Division 4 or 5 at the time, and we got them all the way through to Prem. And you know, the uni stories and the 7 a.m. morning trainings and, you know, the socials. And that's the bit I'll always remember. She's like a ball of energy, someone you always want to be around. And those years we had together, the group of us, it was really special.
What was she like to play against, mind?
Pain in the backside, but I actually used to love it. I used to have a lot of fun. For anybody that knows what I was like, because I was so cocky on court and always having a chat, and I'd be saying the same to Serena. And you could wind her up a treat, which I loved as well. But that passion was what got her over the line. You know, when she learned to control that, which she did, she became a world beater. But yeah, she was just that good. You know, you didn't put ball over the top of her. You were careful about where you placed it. You put tactics to work around her. Like, that was the deal. Serena was that player that you didn't want to mess with. And you knew if you could break her and break that would break the unit. So you had to be really smart. You know, you'd have to target her as a person to beat, basically. And that is full credit to just how good she was.
Anna Stembridge would have known about this. So she's had that opportunity to try a few combos over the past couple of rounds. How do you think Bath have done over that last couple of games?
I think now they've got Mweni in, I think that will steady the ship at the back. I think there was, you know, a couple of huge losses really before Mweni was in there, and then with no Serena, there were two big holes. And I think that's shown with Bath. You know, we talk about shock defeats to Poulsen, to Storm. Were they shocked, really? Probably not, with the lineups they had out there. Leila Guskos has been exceptional. I mean, I've been so impressed with her so far this season. But I think Bath, yeah, have definitely missed what Serena brings and would have brought to them. So I think they're starting to get a bit more solid in that midcourt. you know, you've got to work to your strengths. So whether that's making changes there and keep rotating that gesture or the Imogen Allison into the middle, who I actually think's got real potential as a centre. I've really enjoyed watching her there. Obviously got Kirsty Harris and Rach Shaw. So it's just how they keep manipulating that and working it around to get the best. I think they're making a lot of changes. So not only are they changing the midcourt, they've been changing their shooting end as well. And I think that's where they've probably got to get some stability because, yeah, it's what you said, you can't do a like for like on Serena. So you've got to make it work with the players that you've got. But it has been, I think it's been hard for them without her just because of everything else she brings as well. You know, just you think about the team talks and what it's like in the changing room and all the other bits that, you know, Serena will be adding to that team. It'll be a tough loss for them.
She's not really the kind of person to walk away, though, is she? I mean, coach potential, and obviously the baby will be in blue and gold jumpsuit.
Oh, hugely, and I think she mentioned that in a video that she sent out to the fans. You know, this she'll be very much cheering them on from the side. She'll be very active. I can't believe she'll just walk away and not be involved in all that. So yeah, she'll have all that. But I think, you know, there's a. I used to say this when you used to step out to court, when you look to the left and right of you and who's playing around you, you need that confidence in those players. And you imagine being the wing defence or the wing attack and you're stepping out to Serena Guthrie standing next to you, you feel pretty good. you kind of know you're sorted. And that's the bit you can't replace with people. You have to earn that. You have to earn that experience and earn that consistency. And I think that's the part that Bath will struggle with this year. But they are looking better now. Mawenny and Guskoff have got in there. And I think this news will be a bit of a lift off everybody's shoulders as well. Because the questions were being asked, where is she? Is she coming back? What's happening? And actually, no, she's not. So this is the team. This is what it's going to look like. This is what we're going to do.
How's selection for Scotland in the Com Games going? Because I've got to admit, I love it how everybody's asking you about England. And you and Sarah are just getting on with things.
Well, I know, but that's the same thing. We have to earn that. We have to earn that kind of level of credibility and being asked about Scotland. I get it. I'm so happy that all the qualifications come out. We know our draw now. We know what we want to do there. We've got our plan. Our selection is really early. I have to name the squad by May the 15th. So we might not publicly come out and say that yet, but that's what I've got to do. So the players are aware of that as well. And yeah, we've got players coming back from injury. We've still got players overseas. We've got a handful of players playing on the Super League courts at the moment. Iona, obviously at Wasp. Hannah Layton's out injured. We've got Neve McCall, who's smashing it. Emma Barry's just come back. Bethan Goodwin. So we've got a few that are getting that regular court time. And the others, I'm head up there sort of once a month and working with them and just making sure they're ticking over and we're putting in other games. So our Sirens development game, they've been playing against the Manchester men's team. We've got some games coming up against some Rhinos development squad. So we're putting stuff in place to make sure they're in a really good position. But yeah, the next couple of months, I've got some big decisions to make.
Fantastic. And finally, great to see that you and Barker are back for off the court.
I know. Well, you know what? It's practice what you preach, isn't it? I totally understand everyone's frustrations at the moment with only having three games a week. I would love all of them to be shown. You know, I understand some of the technical issues we've had and it's frustrating for all of us. We're all sat at home watching the same thing. You know, when I'm not in the studio, I'm also watching a blank screen on streaming and stuff. So I get it. And I love the passion from everybody talking about it and wanting it to get better. But I keep saying the same thing. Just keep going on about what we can do, like engage in the sport, tweet about the games, tweet about players, talk about these stories, keep building our brand and showing people out there that it's not just we want to watch all of them. We're going to talk about it as well. And if, you know, your one job this year is to get two more people invested in the sport, let's do that. Mm. Because we're in control of, that's the only bit we're in control of at the moment. And off the court, you know, it's amazing that people wanted it back. I think it's important we have shows like that because they tell different stories and they do different interviews and we get to analyze games and it brings a bit of fun to it as well. So yeah, me and Barker are back talking nonsense, talking netball and hopefully entertaining the ones that want to watch it.
How can we find it?
Just online on YouTube, and it's going through England Netball and the Super League this time. So we'll be tweeting it out each week. It usually comes out on a Thursday, so it should be out today, which is really good. And we recap this week. We've got Sasha Corbin on. You know, we give players the opportunity to come on and coaches the opportunity to come on and just have some fun and talk and give their opinions as well in a longer format. So yeah, that'll be this week. Well worth a watch.
Brilliant. Tamsin, always great to speak and hear your memories on Serena.
No worries. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, you can always send us a DM. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter, or an email, info@thenetballshow.co.uk. And if you've got SkyQ, Sky HD or Sky Glass, we've now been added under the podcast section on their electronic programme guide.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.